Good morning. My name is Tom Chapman, and I'm the Executive Director of the Iowa Catholic Conference. The Iowa Catholic Conference strongly urges the legislature to limit the interest rate on payday loans to 36%. We call upon legislative leadership and the governor to make this a priority issue during the upcoming session. The stated purpose of payday loans is to offer a solution to families who face a short-term crisis, but only 1% of these loans are made to first-time borrowers. On the average, Iowans who take out one payday loan end up with 12 loans, the highest in the nation. This creates an economic dependency and high long-term debt for consumers. Interest rates can approach or exceed 400%. We believe that these types of interest rates are unjust and should be outlawed. Instead of promoting the financial stability of consumers, the system actually benefits more from their failure than their success. State law should protect the public from these outrageous practices. In 2007, Congress passed a law which limited the interest rates for payday loans at 36% for military personnel. 15 states plus the District of Columbia have already capped interest rates or actually prohibited payday loans. The people of Iowa deserve no less consumer protection. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Joe Bochum. I'm a member of the Iowa Senate. I live in Iowa City. I appreciate you being here. I'm really happy to be joined by Tom Chapman in the Iowa Catholic Conference at this meeting this morning to share our joint interest in trying to provide some consumer protection for working Iowans who are caught in the debt treadmill and in this practice of taking out 300 to 400% interest loans. A few years ago, I met a constituent in my district who had taken out a $200 payday loan to pay a medical bill for their child. And I met this person about 6 months into this loan. She flipped the loan almost a dozen times in order to basically be able to repay that initial $200, spending almost $600 in finance fees for the purpose of getting a $200 loan. At that time, I began to do some research into this area of predatory lending and found that Iowa has created a system that's quite unfair to working people that find it difficult to make ends meet week to week and are forced into essentially taking out these loans. Over the last decade, this is an industry that has grown substantially in Iowa. There's more than 250 locations, more than 1 million loans a year being provided to Iowa consumers at 300 to 400% loan shark interest rates. There's been attempts over the years to move policy. Last year, the Senate Ways and Means Committee moved a bill to try and provide some consumer protections. What's new, I think, this year is the support of consumers around the state, and especially I want to again thank the Iowa Catholic Conference for their advocacy and in this effort and the work they're going to be doing in this upcoming year to address this issue. I'd like now introduce Representative Janet Peterson, a leader in the Iowa House on this issue, to talk a little bit about the policy that we're thinking will make sense here.
Thanks, Joe. Well, middle-class families are struggling financially today, and I believe the legislature needs to take a step forward on payday lending reform. We have had success with car title loan reform, and I believe we can have the same success with payday loan reform this year. I'm hopeful that we can come to consensus on a bill that protects Iowa consumers who need safeguards in place while still continuing to offer financial choices to those who are not caught in a continuous debt cycle. The House Commerce Committee will begin discussions on payday loan reform this session with a bill that does four things. First, it limits the number of loans the payday industry can make to one person to 6 14-day loans in any given year. This approach is based on FDIC guidelines that were used by the banking industry when they were allowed to offer delayed deposit services. This approach continues to give consumers with limited credit options who have an occasional need for short-term credit the option they need while protecting those who've reached their debt limit but keep digging their financial hole deeper with as many as 15 to 25 loans per year. Secondly, it requires all payday lenders to subscribe to and report to an electronic database tracking service selected by the Superintendent of Banking. This will force lenders to take some responsibility as well in ensuring Iowans don't fall into the vicious debt cycle. Third, it forces lenders to offer an extended repayment program so that Iowans have the opportunity to repay the debt before the payday lender initiates any other action to collect the unpaid check. Fourth, it requires disclosure for piggyback loans so Iowans are aware of their rights regarding their payday loan obligation. For instance, the payday lender cannot repay, refinance, or consolidate an existing postdated check with another one by the same lender. Also, the payday loan lender cannot charge more than a $15 penalty on a payday loan, no matter how long it remains unpaid. And third, they need to let consumers know that they have a right to an extended repayment plan. I know Iowans are concerned about this issue. I've heard from a great deal of people in my own district, and I look forward to working with the House and Senate to come up with a consensus that we can send to the governor. I think we're going to open it up to questions now.
Did this industry sort of surge when the limits were placed on the car title loan industry?
I don't have data to tell you. I can tell you last year when I was looking through who owns or who runs, who's on officers, that there are people who had been in the car title loan business who have changed their business model to payday lending.
Yeah, I would say that in terms of the predatory lending scheme in Iowa over the last few years, the car title folks were only in business about 3 years. There were only about a dozen locations that developed over that time. So they were we were into the 20,000 to 30,000 to 50,000 annual loans. There's more than a million payday loans a year. More than 250 locations, a much more mature business model. But as Representative Peterson noted, I think all the car title lenders morphed into payday lenders when they were no longer able to do the car title loans.
Have there been previous attempts, pushes for this kind of legislation for payday?
Yes, there has been. There's been a number of bills filed over the years to try and move forward.
What has been the reason for those not even?
Well, just not being able to get political consensus on the details of how to provide the best consumer protections. We did come together around the car title issue. People saw that as a fairly egregious form of credit, and we hope that, as Representative Peterson noted, a number of ideas in terms of what's moved in the Senate and what the House would likely take up, hopefully some consensus ideas that can get support.
Back to your explanation of what you believe the legislation should be, Representative Peterson, the $15 limit on fees you think takes care of the interest rate issue? I didn't hear you say you're going to limit interest rates.
The starting point for the House does not limit the interest rate. Now, if the conversation turned that we had political willpower to get an interest rate cap, I would most certainly vote for it, but I'm starting the conversation of trying a new approach so that we can come together with some actual reform that I think will do some good.
And the Catholic Conference would like to see the interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to go a little farther. You know, we appreciate the efforts that the legislature is looking at. We'd like to go a little farther because it doesn't change the interest rate. Well, sure. It doesn't change the interest rate, and you're still talking about interest rates that are 300%, even if you limit the number that the organization can make. So we'd prefer to see a cap ourselves.
And Kay, on your question about the $15 penalty, that already exists. I don't think consumers realize it. So that is part of disclosure information for consumers. We want to make sure that they do know their rights.
Can you go more into, I know, Joe, you mentioned this, what's different this year, why you think it's going to be different, and also get Representative Peterson's comments on the same problem. Can you go more into that?
Sure. Well, I think of these payday loan, this payday loan business is really a Wall Street loan sharking scheme, and I think as we look at the economy as we look at 50,000 Iowans out of work during this latest downturn. I think consumer protections are needed more now than ever, and I think that legislators understand that. I think the public is fed up with financial service entities taking advantage of hardworking people, and I think the time is right to, under these conditions of economic downturn and the sentiments of members of the public, to act, and I hope that we can get the votes to move a meaningful protection forward.
Representative Peterson in the House, do you think there's it's going to be different this year?
Well, my job as Commerce Chair is to get my 12 votes I need to get a bill out of committee, so that's what I'm going to be spending my time working on, is trying to get to 12 votes, and that's why we're starting with this legislation, because I think that this is hopefully consensus that can get us to 12 this year.
And it's a little early, I guess, to say how many votes you have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to count last year's votes as this year. I think we just need to get in there and readdress it. And if people are more open to an interest rate cap, I'm more than willing to look at that too. Whatever we can do to get to 12 is.
The release says that Iowa is the leading state in the nation for the highest number of loans per customer. You've documented that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. What we also find in terms of the Iowa, you know, the average interest rate's up more than 300%. Almost 8% of Iowans take out a loan every 2 weeks, 12 months of the year. I mean, which is really the notion that the industry suggests that this is an occasional service. What we find that most consumers, they take out a loan, don't have the money to repay it. 14 days comes around pretty quickly. That they take out another loan, they take out another loan, they end up going to two or three locations taking out loans. Now they're $4,000 or $5,000 into debt and at an effective interest rate of 350%. And there are lots of consumers in that position, and they need protection more now than ever. Thank you very much.
Thanks.